I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Orin Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Really frustrating loss for the Rangers last night. It's a game that they should have won. All they need to do was bury one more when they were up 1-0, whether it be the Filipino opportunity that was a really great save by Antti Raanta. It could have elevated the puck maybe a little bit, but who knows? Maybe he was thinking if I elevate the puck, then it gives him an opportunity with the glove. Instead, I'll try to go low, and he's never going to get his pad over there, and he did get the pad over there to hit the skate. And then, of course, the worst one was the Kaapo Kakko miss on the wide-open net as the Carolina Hurricanes radio play-by-play guy called it the gaping hole that was there.
That was in the second period.
For him, that was in the second period.
Yes.
But of course, you get the goal from Aho with 2.5 minutes to go, and then the really fluky goal in overtime, and now you're down 1-0. And you can look at it, you can either go glass half full, glass half empty. Or go glass half full, team played really well. Best defensive performance that they have had in the postseason to this point, the 8 games that they have played.
Without question, by the way, because they limited Carolina to, I think, like 27 shots on goal. It wasn't like Igor was under siege at any point in time. Problem was is that Antti Raanta was under siege really only by 2 lines, and those 2 lines were the 3rd and 4th line of the Rangers. Ryan Reaves had 2 great opportunities on 2 great great pass by Tyler Mott. So, you know, I don't necessarily know if I'm sitting here and I'm really evaluating the coach and all that other stuff. I think the coach probably over the last few days was saying, "Hey guys, we got to tighten this up. We got to do something. We're going to do a little something different." And it seemed to have worked. And obviously, I think the Hurricanes changing lines in the third period, which Brendan Moore, the coach, did, really helped them, but really didn't like. It wasn't like Igor was under siege.
No.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I never felt that way.
Well, you felt that way the entire Penguins series.
Oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
God, Gensel was all over the place.
Sure, yep.
So I just think that now, as you take stock into what we saw last night, I come in here, I'm disappointed, for sure. I'm not angry. I'm not angry at all. I can't wait until Friday night, and I can't wait to see what they're going to do offensively. As they say,
offensively, in the organization.
And see whether or not, you know, Panarin and Mika and those guys, because when they do show up and they do play and they score goals, then obviously that is the way that the Rangers end up winning games.
Yeah, I mean, after the game one in the Penguin series where you felt like you should have won that one, I mean, you had a questionable call. I mean, it was just
a questionable call. It wasn't questionable. It was
well, you know what
call.
I mean. Yeah, you're right.
It was overturned.
You know what I meant. But yes, of course. And then, you know, you came out of that one pissed off and for good reason. You know, this one, you're frustrated. You felt like you could have stolen one, and that's what you want to do on the road. But team played well. How about the coach? Gerard Gallant saying it's the best game they played all year.
I think defensively you probably felt that way, but I think it also has something to do with the way the other team played. They didn't play great, and Tony DeAngelo ended up having on the Hedl goal, Tony DeAngelo, their defenseman, the former Ranger, turned the puck over. And they clearly highlighted that last night on the broadcast, and that's what happens. You turn pucks over, things happen quickly in hockey. You got to get back on defense. You got to be committed. You got to be a 200-foot player. And if you're Artemi Panarin, it's embarrassing to be, you know, loafing down the middle of the ice when, you know, the game-tying goal is being scored.
Yeah, absolutely. And those guys, I mean, even though they showed up in Game 7, meaning Panarin and Zibanejad,
for the most part, their entire presence in the playoffs has been lacking. And those top two lines are something you need consistently if you're really going to make a deep run in the postseason. I mean, those guys have to show up and show up consistently. Now, you mentioned early on, I mean, you're not sure about if there's something maybe even going on with Panarin, maybe an injury
or something. But I think at this point, every single one of these players is hurt. And Ryan Lindgren is hurt.
Yeah, you can tell. He's grimacing.
But he's out there and he's doing his best and he's busting his ass. And I wouldn't be surprised if some sort of surgery, you know, I'm saying minor surgery, not major surgery, comes after the season's over. We'll hear about it once the season's over, as we always do. But look, man, this is why they say it's the hardest trophy to get to, because of what it takes to get there. The 16 wins that it takes to get there through four series of NHL playoff hockey is absolutely insane. And we saw three game sevens last weekend, and every single one of them was tooth and nail. Everything's on the line. Every player's busting their ass. And, you know, it's why it's worth the price of admission.
Another thing that's impossible to get through is a 162-game season in baseball because of all the injuries that we see. And, of course, there's another potentially big one for the Mets last night. We don't know. We're going to see the MRI situation today with Max Scherzer. So that will obviously give us a better story. You know, so he, you know, in this sixth inning, you know, gives the no more sign, the throat cut sign, comes out of the game. There's a video of Jeremy Hefner in the dugout that John Boy read the lips of. It says, it's his back, it's nothing big, I believe is what he said. So who knows? But he said he felt side tightness, said he knew he couldn't go any longer. And I just, you know, you just really, really hope that he's not out for an extended period of time. And of all the, you know, negative Met fans or the Yankee fans that wanted to poo-poo the Scherzer signing, you know, if he is out for an extended period of time, they're getting exactly what they wanted or what they professed would happen, which is Jacob DeGrom not coming back after last year and getting hurt again, and Max Scherzer being a close to 40-year-old making $40 million who, of course, can't finish the season. So let's, I don't want to go there yet because I want to find out what the injury is, but man, that was just, that was not a good sight to see last night.
No, it was not. You know, it was interesting. You're talking about John Boy reading lips and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There is a manager out there who is aware of John Boy and lip reading. Do you know who that manager is?
The Blue Jays manager. He went out and put his hand over his
mouth.
Well,
Dave Martinez of the Nationals, too.
Oh, him, too? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Walter, I was thinking Martinez of the Nationals. You were thinking
Montoya.
Montoya.
Yeah, I've seen them both do that.
They're out there and they're screaming and yelling, but they don't want anybody reading their lips and what they're saying. I think it's pretty smart.
Of course it is.
I mean, you know, in this day and age, just go out with the mask on.
Huh.
Right?
That is true, yeah. Get yourself an N95, strap that on, and go out there and call the umpire an MF-er. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to talk to Boomer about the Ranger game last night, but first I just wanted to mention, Boomer, years ago I used to have season tickets right across the aisle from you, and I know a year or two before COVID, maybe 2019 or so, you moved your seats. But, you know, celebrities at the Garden are not an unusual thing, but they don't hold court. They're always running around, avoiding people. You were always such a gentleman. Between periods, staying at your seat, standing up, taking selfies, shaking hands, and that's kind of unusual. And I always remember that, and it made such an imprint upon me.
Well, I appreciate that, but, Andy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You know, I'm listening to you talk about the game, and I didn't hear you mention what really struck me. I thought in the third period, Gallant changed our defense to like the equivalent of a football team playing the prevent defense in the last minute. And I felt like it was inevitable that Carolina was going to score. We stopped putting pressure. There was no forechecking. We just sat back and let them walk into our zone. And it was just a matter of time. Did you not feel that way, too?
Well, I was saying this morning, you probably didn't hear us when we first got on this morning. I said, I think I can speak for all Ranger fans saying that we all knew that this was about to happen, that eventually they were going to get one in the third period because of the way that our team was playing, that there was really no offensive effort, and they were very cautious. There's no question about it. Two-goal lead, I could maybe see being that cautious. I think they were overly cautious, but I the last thing I wanted to come out of game one with was a 6-1 loss.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what I was afraid of. I was afraid of they spent so much energy beaten the Penguins, and it was so, such a high, high. Remember, I came in, we came in Monday morning. I wasn't sure when the game was going to be played. And I'm saying, I hope it's going to be Wednesday night. So at least they have a couple days to, like, you know, get rid of what just happened.
Yep.
And I think they did. I think they did a good job. And I think the coach really preached, or somebody was preaching, more defensive effort and protecting the goalie. And I think they did that.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you not notice those things in that Penguin series. I mean, that was the number one situation. I mean, defensively, they weren't giving Igor a shot most of the series.
Well, that's the point. So I think that they, whatever happened, whatever adjustment happened, it happened for the right reason. And losing 2-1 in overtime while losing sucks, especially when you have a goal lead with about 2 or 3 minutes left to go in the game. It's frustrating for sure. But I'm not in here like screaming and yelling at mistakes being made and poor play and turnovers and things of that nature, because I really thought Igor was not tested nearly as much as he had been in the previous series, and he could have stole that game last night if he could have made that final save.
Man, they just showed Tiger teeing off here at the PGA. And then, you know, he goes right from teeing off down these, like, you know, rickety 400-year-old stairs.
Just remember, it's called Southern Hills for a reason.
Yeah, I mean.
And it's going to be hard for him, just like it was at the Masters, but even harder because this golf course, think Bethpage Black.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the first thing that popped in my mind is, like, the first images of this course. I mean, look at him still. He's going down these hills, and he's using his club like a cane. I mean, this is not going to be easy for him over 4 days if he makes the cut.
No, this is a massive, hilly golf course, and it is big. it's going to take an amazing 72 holes, if not more, to win this championship under these conditions. I'm just telling you, it's a really hard golf course.
Yeah, give Tiger credit, though, for getting back out there. I mean,
it's a major. It's legacy.
No, I know, but I mean, he was talking about the ice baths, and it's one thing to be back at Augusta. It's another thing to be walking around. I mean, everybody else just left him in the dust. You see this? Straggling behind the group because he can't keep up.
I know, but waist up?
He looks like he could beat everybody's ass. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it looks like he could be playing tight end in the NFL.
I know.
He is ripped.
He definitely is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, I think you have a problem.
I have a problem?
I do.
What's that?
I really do think you have a problem. And I've noticed it. It's starting to, like, because you have an obsessive thing about you. I don't know what it is, but I know you have the golf itch. And
sure.
Normally, in between the breaks, folks, when we stay in studio, if we're not getting up and going to the bathroom or whatever, you know, we'll have a nice conversation. What's going on Long Island? How's your family doing? You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a stiff neck because you keep looking right onto your computer screen watching the PGA Championship.
It's been fun.
You have what, Jerry? He has 100% gotten the itch right now, and he can't take his eyes off.
He caught the bug.
Well, I mean, there are a couple of reasons. One, I bet on some golfers, so I'm watching Xander Schauffele, who is the biggest odds of what I bet on, and I want to see him do well. So I'm watching him. That's one reason. The other thing is I'm trying to see how these guys hit the ball, you know? See if I can pick up a thing or two.
Boy, I wish it was that easy.
No, I know. I mean, it's here's the other thing. It's live sports while we're on the air, which happens only a couple times out of the year.
That's true.
Very rarely happens. Weekday live sports and a major. If I could sit here and stream it, why not?
Look at you, a major.
The major, yeah.
About golf majors. I don't think you've ever really.
Sure.
Not really.
I've gotten into the majors.
Not really.
I do.
I mean, the last couple of years. But now, I mean, like, you're going to have a stiff neck, man. You're going to hurt your neck. I'm telling you.
I mean, it's something that I'm enjoying right now. I don't have a lot of things that I enjoy. I was thinking about that the other day. I need to expand the things that I enjoy.
Just wait when you hit a couple of pure iron shots. You are going to love it.
Yeah. Well, there was not pure, but I did a hell of a lot better the other day.
Okay.
Hell of a lot better. But still long way to go. Are we still playing Thursday, Jerry? Are you going to be healthy enough?
Well, that I can't promise, but that is the goal, yes. That's okay. The plan.
All right, so we have a week to go, so we got some time. Even if this was COVID, you'd be clear by then, right?
I would think that would be my first day back, yes.
But you did not. Did you do a test yet, a home test?
I did last night, yeah.
And?
Before I went to bed. No, it was negative.
All right.
But he's just deteriorating.
I would agree with that, yes.
The way he sounded at 6 o'clock, but the way he sounds now.
Jesus, also, worse. The allergies are really getting bad. Do you have allergies or no?
Let's say yes. I don't know. Never have.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't mean anything this year. People who have never suffered are suffering.
True. Yeah, but also he could have right now what Al had last week.
Yeah.
Correct, which I may have had also, but in a milder form.
What I cannot believe is how fast this happened.
Yeah, I know.
Went from 100% to crap really quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's happened to you before, though, hasn't it? Where you've like...
Not like this.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully you shake it off, Jerry.
Shake it off, like Taylor Swift would say, yes.
Hey, Al, have you ever seen the Snoop Dogg Corona commercial where he's out on the beach in a robe?
I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to recreate that with the robe I gave you yesterday.
Just go out on the beach with it on?
Hey, you live right across the street.
Oh, yeah, that won't be creepy at all. Al with just the robe on with the Boomer logos all over the place, dancing with a Corona like Snoop Dogg.
That would be unbelievable.
Oh, man.
That'd be good for digital, Al.
Get Izzo down there. Get digital on it. Digital content for the ages.
I can't wait for digital content down the shore next week.
Oh, yeah. With the kickoff to summer?
You can't record from your telescope.
Yeah, unfortunately. My binoculars.
Unfortunately. Because there's a couple of things I'd love to get on tape. Okay. What do you have there, Jerry?
All right, we're powered by Superbook, featuring better odds and favorable prices. And we're also brought to you by Winter Bros for help with your next cleanup or construction project. Visit wintersbros.com. Boy, the Rangers were so close to a Game 1 win on the road last night. Conference semifinals, and then the lead was gone.
So was the clip.
Tara Vinen now goes across. Oh, back in. He scores! Sebastian Aho ties it at one with 2:23 left in the third period.
Yeah, nice move. They were that close. Then in overtime, Carolina on their home ice would take game one.
Knocked down by Trouba.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Oof. Oof. Yeah, that sucks.
Especially with the way the Rangers played in the first couple of periods. They really deserve to win, but they don't. Here was Gerard Gallant.
Well, we didn't sit back, but they made a push, you know. I mean, the guys, we talk about it between periods, continue to play the same way. And, you know, again, they put some pucks in there. They hit the cycle going, and they were desperate, and they played real hard. And, you know, that's hockey.
Was someone snoring
yet? Yeah, I know. Did you hear that? I heard this last time with the Gallant cut. He's definitely in the cut.
Is that for real?
Yeah, it's like before he says a word. He's like, you know, we want to go out there and play defense. That's what it's in there. Like, you know that Carlin.
You think it's from him?
Yeah, it's definitely from him. If it's 100% from him. You know that Carlin drop a jab where it's like that one that's really like, that's sort of what's going on. Really? I'm telling you, play it again. You can hear it.
Well, we didn't sit back, but they made a push, you know. I mean, the guys, we talk about it between periods, continue to play the same way. And, again, they put some pucks in there. They had the cycle going, and they were desperate, and they played real hard. Well, that's hockey.
Yep, that's hockey.
That's hockey. Here's Philip Hedl. He scored the Ranger goal. Says we played a good game. We move on.
We had a lot of good chances. We scored only one, but, yeah, just we can take a lot of positives to another game and build on this game.
And by the way, Gallant, when he wasn't snoring, did call it the best game of the year that the Rangers played, and they did come up short. So game two will be tomorrow night again in Carolina. Also last night, Boomer alluded to it before, the Flames outscored the Oilers 9-6 in this game. This was a 6-6 game. Rasmus Anderson snapped.
Yeah, but you got to remember, this game, the Calgary got up 5-1 at one point.
That's called a big comeback.
And then it was 6-6.
Yeah.
Going into, I believe, 6-6 going into the third period. I've never seen anything like it. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Up and down pace. Up and down pace. So they take game one. Calgary up 1-0 there. To Citi Field last night. First, the good. The good would be the Met offense as they pounded St. Louis.
The 0-1 to Nimmo. Swing and a fly ball down the left field line. Slicing towards the corner. It is a fair ball. Base hit. That'll get Jankowski home easily. Nimmo around second. He's digging for third. The throw by Dickerson cut off. Nimmo slides in with a triple.
Howie Rose on WCBS 880. Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Mets with the 11-4 wins. They've taken two of the first three. They also got a home run from Pete Alonso to break this thing. Oh, well, it was broken up anyway, but really put it away as they scored a bunch of runs in the eighth inning, and they wind up clobbering the Cardinals. The problem was what happened in the top of the sixth.
Scherzer talks to everybody around the mound. He's not speaking quite as confidently or as angrily as he usually does, and I think he's coming out of this game.
Well, so much for squeezing another inning after this one out of him. Max Scherzer is walking off.
Now, I hate to play that every hour, but that really was the main storyline from this game, you know, after the win or even before the win, because Scherzer, who is pitching well, he leaves in the sixth inning, so he'll have an MRI coming up later today. Eddie, skip the Buck one. Let's do Scherzer the next one. Talked about, which I thought was kind of an under-the-radar comment, that he was kind of dealing with this a little bit.
Yeah, my, you know, kind of side was kind of tight all today. In the sixth, in that pool so bad, just felt the zing on my left side and just knew I was done.
And so he hopes that it's nothing, said he doesn't believe it to be a strain, but we will see after he has the MRI. If he has the MRI this morning, say he had it already.
Yeah.
The Mets will tell us when, tomorrow?
I would hope today. I mean, how long does it take for results?
I don't know. I feel like we have this conversation all the time. I don't know.
I know, because the Mets and their MRIs.
Exactly.
Right.
They have a lot of them, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Here is Pete Alonso. I told you about the home run. Well, his thoughts were on Scherzer afterwards.
I don't really know to the extent of it, but he's a bulldog, and he always competes, and I hope that it's not a big deal. And whatever it is, I hope he recovers quickly from it.
Series finale today. Chris Bassett makes the start. And, gee, as you said last hour, boy, a lot's going to go on his shoulders now going forward if Scherzer misses any significant time. WCBS 880 has it. First pitch at 1:10. As for the Yankees, they have a day game to wrap things up with the crappy Orioles. They've just pounded them this week. Now, they didn't yesterday. They only went 3-2. They really got one big hit, and it came in the first inning.
The 2-2 swung on, hit in the air to deep right. Away back, Santander can't do it. It's over his head, up against the wall. And one run scores. Here comes Donaldson, and they throw the ball in. Donaldson has to hold at third.
It was an RBI. Yeah, it was an RBI double, though, for Gleyber Torres. Yankees up 1-0. They scored two runs on a wild pitch. That's right, not one, two runs. They had a 3-0 lead. They wind up winning 3-2 as Garrett Cole wins seven innings of six-hit ball for the win. He is now 4-0 with an ERA of 2.89. Here's Aaron Boone. He sees the record 28-9, but he also sees that it's May 18th.
We also understand, it's very early. I keep saying that. We understand that. But the more we can pile up right now, make it easier on us down the road.
mentioned the win for Cole. He really applauded the defense behind him for helping him through this game.
Rizzo made a great play, like nice shot, nice, taking a shot at home. That's great, you know. But the stop to keep him in front of it is even better. So, yeah, we won tonight on defense and base running. To be honest,
how about that? 28-9 for the Yankees. Jordan Montgomery later today. The Rays won as well, so the lead is 5.5 still in the AL East.
May 19th last year, the Yankees were 24-19, so they weren't terrible, but they were only 5 games over. This year, they're 19 games over.
Yeah, it's been remarkable. Really has. Football-wise, just one quick clip from James Bradberry, the former Giant. He is now in Philadelphia with the Eagles, and he tells us why.
I saw the guys that they put with the D-line, and as a DB, sometimes your best friend is the D-line, so I'm looking forward to it.
Likes the roster, stays inside the division as he signed a one-year contract, and as we said earlier, had 12 other teams that were interested in his services. He goes to Philadelphia. NBA-wise, last night, the Warriors crushed the Mavericks 112-87. Jason Kidd's team really struggled to find their shot. They missed a whole bunch of threes in the first quarter alone, 11 of 48 for the game. Here was Kidd.
There were a lot of great looks that just didn't go down. It happens. It's basketball. Hopefully we get those same looks in game two, and we believe we'll make them.
Warriors win by 25. Klay Thompson, who had 15, knows they're probably not going to win by 25 every time.
It's just one game, and we can feel good now, but this team was down 2-0 and won the series last round.
Not a shock. The Warriors led by Steph Curry, who had 21 points, 12 rebounds. Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole, 19 points apiece. Luka Doncic, 6 of 18 from the floor. He had 20 points to lead Dallas.
You know what's interesting about this series, though, is Jalen Brunson. So he's the free agent, and supposedly the Knicks are targeting him and whatever. And now he's getting a chance to play against the best backcourt possibly in the entire NBA.
Yeah.
And this is where you find out whether or not this guy is really worth, you know, putting the amount of money it's going to take to get him here.
I mean, the fact that he has gotten to this point already with the role that he has on this team is really impressive. I mean, because, you know, when we heard Jalen Brunson middle of the season, we were like, really? That's who you're going to target? I mean, but the way that he has played.
He's had big games in this postseason.
Yes.
Yeah, but the point being is that he's a free agent, and he could be a target for the Knicks because he could be available via free agency,
but I don't think that the Knicks are going to change their mind on Jalen Brunson if he doesn't have a great series.
No, but I'm just saying, for Knicks fans, thinking that potentially he's a guy that comes here, or Donovan Mitchell comes here, who, by the way, I think was at the Ranger game.
He was at the Mets game. Yeah.
Okay, so he's back home right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just stay here?
Yeah, just stay.
We would like, we'd like for you to stay here.
Go back to those weirdos over there in Utah, strangers.
Just bitch and complain and see if you can get out of there. So this is where it helps us.
Speaking of the Mets, before I do moment of the day, so they go to Colorado tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be 88 degrees tomorrow in Denver. Okay. Saturday, it's supposed to be 39.
No, come on.
I swear to God. The and then Sunday, a high of 40 with snow expected.
Wow.
Is that bizarre or what?
Yeah. No, I mean, 88 to 39?
Yeah, overnight.
Wow.
That is crazy. So they should get Friday's game in, but then Saturday and Sunday, it is going to be frigid for sure. Also today, first round of the PGA Championship. G has got his eyes glued to his monitor.
Tiger had a birdie first hole.
Nice. Yeah, so he's one under. Isn't John Daly still one under?
Yeah. I think so. Last time I saw Jordan Spieth just hit a tee shot that I think might have knocked somebody out.
Oh, boy.
So.
Really?
I'm amazed that doesn't happen more.
No, I mean, I didn't see somebody fall to the ground.
No.
I just went right where all the people were standing.
Yeah.
Well, at least he'll find his ball.
Yeah.
Boomer, have you ever played where they crowd around you?
Yes, and they told you this.
And they give you a little lane to, you're a pro?
Right? Yeah, I hit a woman in the calf over at the Upper Montclair Country Club for the NFL senior.
Right, and you signed the ball. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Lee Trevino was telling me, don't worry about it. She'll be there at the end of the round and want you to sign the ball and take a picture with her, and everything will be fine, because I was all broken up over it.
Yeah, so they wheeled her over.
Yeah. Oh, look at the mark.
All right, time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. And apparently a new health issue might be running around the world. Who knows? We'll see. side soreness for Scherzer, who will get the MRI done today.
Here and also about... tested for tuberculosis.
Hopefully came back negative.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that.
Yeah.
Did you see, what the hell is monkeypox?
Yeah, monkeypox?
Yeah, there was a first case of monkeypox in the United States. Now, the guy that came down with it actually went up to Canada and then came back. So they're thinking that he may have caught it up there.
I'm not getting a monkeypox vaccine now.
They said that they want to test him again, but he's up in a tree and won't come.
How long are you sitting on that one?
He's such a jackass.
It's an old like Letterman joke from when a guy had a baboon heart replacement or something.
That caught me off guard. That's funny. Yes, it was. Moment of the day. You guys have a great Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What do you think the most overused drop from a TV show or movie is? Like, is it from Will Ferrell movies, or is it from The Simpsons, or is it from Family Guy? Probably Family Guy stuff, I would say, is very, very overused. Will Ferrell movies, though, are right up there. I mean, this may be sacrilege to some. There's a lot of Will Ferrell movies I don't like. I got to be honest with you. A lot of them I don't think are all that funny.
I have to tell you, when I see him in a movie, it makes me happy.
Yeah, I'm not saying I dislike it. I just don't think that I'm like...
I think he's nuts. I think like, you didn't like Talladega Nights. You didn't like Wedding Crashers. You didn't like...
Wedding Crashers is... I think he'd get that
old school.
Build up so much Wedding Crashers. I think it's okay.
I think it's great.
Yeah. I think it's okay.
Crabs and football, that's what Maryland does.
Yeah. Well, of course, that would right up your alley.
Come on, man, those guys are great.
You know what it is? I think over the years, so many people have quoted those movies to me over and over again that I've now resenting that. Like being around CeeLo. Like, you can't have a conversation with CeeLo without him quoting Old School 15 times or Caddyshack or something. Like, man, like just talk to me like a... like don't pull out a movie script out of your back pocket.
That and the Seinfeld stuff on Twitter.
Everything's
a Seinfeld response.
Which I love Seinfeld. Quotes out of Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry?
Yeah.
That's going way back.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
Well, yeah.
Do you?
Like, we were doing a promotion here at the radio station for some AIDS walk.
Mm-hmm.
And don't every, under every tweet was, I don't wear the ribbon. I don't wear the old Seinfeld Kramer. Like, we get it.
Yeah.
It's the same ones over and over again.
I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, you know it's coming, too, with certain stuff. Like, you probably knew that was going to happen.
Well, as soon as I saw the tweet about the AIDS walk, I said, let me see how many responses I could go down until I see I don't wear the ribbon. It was like the second one.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Of course. Did you see what Jim Nantz said about working with Tony Romo, by the way?
No, I saw Tony Romo yesterday, though.
Oh, at the... come on, Romo, you suck!
No, I don't just... Yeah, so I saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw the boys yesterday over there at the NFL Paramount up front,
yeah,
which was great. It was fun to see everybody again in the offseason. Coach Cowher, JB, and of course my man, Phil Sims was there.
Yeah, but someone...
there we are.
I saw a picture of Phil yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. It was floating around there, just like these pictures of you are up there.
Okay.
Right now on CBS Sports Network. And he had these white sneakers on, like something like a nurse would wear or something.
Okay.
And they were just really bright.
Yeah, they were. He did have some white sneakers on, you're right.
And I was like, man, those are bright. Like, how did he get them so bright? They must have been the first time he ever wore them. Right. They were so bright.
But here's the thing.
I mean, they were so bright. I mean, he looked like he had a tan.
Now Phil's going to be upset.
Yes, I don't. He was upset. He was telling Tony yesterday how he kind of used him for show fodder and stuff like that. The one time he did it with four women, the whole thing. And you know,
how
Tony,
is he going to be upset?
It's hard to keep Tony's like attention. Yeah, he's got all
moving around, looking for someone more important behind you.
No, we were all standing there taking pictures, so we were standing next to each other talking. But no, the point being is that like he's so excited at all times. Like he's an excited guy. Every time. And we did see, we got a chance to actually get a glimpse at Nate Burleson.
Nate,
how you doing? You remember us?
Before they swooped him away.
No, they got him running over there with news left and right now. They've taken him totally away from us.
Yeah, when is he going to say goodbye to the NFL today and focus on news and total newsman?
Well, he's doing a game show now.
He is doing a game show.
He's doing obviously the early morning news for CBS, or morning news. And then, of course, NFL Today. You know, he was trying to say hi to us.
But he couldn't.
No, yeah. It's hard. It's hard for him now.
But yeah, so the Phil Simms, why would Phil be upset about that? He just said his shoes were white. Like, they were just really white.
He said something a nurse would wear.
That's the thing. Like, you don't get what you say sometimes.
I'm just trying to paint a picture.
And that he could, it looks like he had a tan, which of course is impossible.
Right. And I have to pick up the pieces, and he gets mad at me because, like, see, like, yes, he did have really white sneakers on.
Yeah, I mean, but then you had to add,
but then you had to add, like, a nurse would wear.
So, I'm like, all right, now when I said that, Eddie, did you not have a picture of a shoe exactly what you would think it would look like?
Yes, and it made me laugh.
Exactly, there you go.
At Phil's expense.
But why didn't you just say he had white shoes? We're laughing at the shoes, not him.
But he's wearing them. Why don't you just say he has white shoes on?
I did, but I mean, I wanted to describe what they were like.
Like white sneakers.
Yeah, like a nurse would wear. That's what it was like.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I kind of, and I don't want to get nurses mad at us. I'm not looking
for... There's nothing derogatory about it. I'm just trying to say, like if I were to say he's wearing a coat like a doctor would wear. Okay, then you know exactly what that looks like.
Yeah, that'd be a schmuck.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to describe the shoe as best I can. We're painting word pictures here.
Why don't you say he's wearing a shoe like, say, I don't know.
Yeah, see?
No, I'm thinking, like, you could have said, like, Nikola Jokic. But you had to say a nurse.
I did not.
You said a nurse.
The NBA MVP?
You could have said a basketball player.
But no. That's not what I thought when I saw those sneakers. Anyway, so...
I understand what you're saying. They were very bright.
Man, they were. Yeah, that's why you had your sunglasses on there in one of those pictures, because the illumination from Phil's nurse sneakers.
I did not have my sunglasses on. So you put me in these situations that it's not fair.
Yeah. So this is the thing that Jim Nantz said... About Tony Romo. He said that the secret sauce to working with Tony Romo is eye contact.
Yeah, hello, friends. Jim Nantz.
Eye contact.
It's hard to keep eye contact with Tony Romo for longer than 5 seconds.
Said they look at each other, not the field, when talking to each other.
What's that?
They look at each other, not the field, when they're talking to each other. See, like now I'm looking at you, eye contact.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward, right?
I mean, every now and again we have eye contact.
Sure.
But you make me laugh when I look at you.
Well, of course.
I had the same
funny looking guy.
I had the same problem with Jim when I used to work with him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He would stare at you and then you'd have to...
He would stare at me like very uncomfortably. Like, okay. So maybe that's the thing they do. I don't know.
That's the thing that's working. Who else did you see over there of importance? Anybody good?
SpongeBob.
Oh, really? The real SpongeBob showed up.
Yeah, they had all their act, what's his name? Sylvester Stallone was over there. James Corden was over there.
What's going on with that James Corden?
Last year, so this is going to be his last up front. He's going to be doing other projects. I'm not sure what those projects are. And then I was talking to, Jen Sabatel.
Yeah.
And we're talking about what James Corden's job is like and how just intense and how exhausting it must be. Seriously,
having
to be...
He's got a team of 10,000 writers, yeah, but and he sits there and interviews people.
You always got to be on. It's like, I know we have to be on too, but we're a couple guys talking sports. I mean, you know, he's on TV. He's got 50,000 people around him. He's a couple million people watching him. He's got to be on every night. It's got to be, I don't know. It's just going to be exhausting, that's all.
I'll tell you right now that this job's more exhausting than what he does.
He does, nah. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you. NFL.
4 hours every single day, 5 days a week with no writers or anything. When he's got a table of writers writing everything he does, and then he sits down with guests all night.
Yeah, I know.
That do half the talking.
Yeah, but he also puts himself into all the skits, all the singing, all the music. I mean, like, it's just nonstop.
Yeah. Well, if they're looking for another pudgy guy to host that show, I'm more than willing.
Yeah, but I was just saying, like, for us, you know, we come in, there's five of us, we talk, it's a couple guys having coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
It's all great.
You're right. Exactly.
And we're talking about sports, we're talking about life, we're talking about Al Dukes and his cold cases and stuff. And, you know, come on.
Well, I mean, like, James Corden does, like, a light show, doesn't he? I mean,
yeah, but they got to, you know, it's, and again, I'm telling you, like, 12 hours on Sunday at the NFL today, as great as it is physically and mentally demanding and grueling.
That's 12 hours.
I understand that, but it's...
Is he doing 12 hours every day?
No, he's not. I know he's not. But I'm just saying, I was just talking to Jen, and she brought it up, and we were talking about it. That's all I'm saying. You know,
right.
Fight me on it. It was just a conversation.
Okay. All right. Fine. Whatever. I don't think it's all that exhausting. I think whoever else gets that job is going to slide right in there and be like, woof, man, I just hit
good
it.
Good luck filling those shoes.
He's done a good job.
Guy is awesome.
But hey... You said that about filling, you know, David Letterman's shoes, Jay Leno's shoes. People have done it, you know?
Imus's shoes, yeah.
Yeah, right, Imus's shoes.
Yeah, whatever.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.